from Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the easy breezy pop rock sounds of Gold Motel and their latest CD, Summer House. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. The Chicago-based band Gold Motel has been on Rockwired's radar for quite some time. Actually, I don't own anything that even resembles a radar. I'd just been getting emails from the band, and I finally made contact, and after listening to their debut CD, Summer House, I'm glad that I did. I had a chance to speak with the band's leader, Greta Saltpeter, and you can hear that in just a couple of minutes. From their CD, Summer House, here is Gold Motel with Perfect in Mind. From their CD Summer House, that was Gold Motel with Perfect in Mind. Visit the band at their official website, www.goldmotel.com. I had a chance to speak with the band's lead singer, Greta Saltpeter, over the phone while the band was on tour. Here's how it went. Well, with the album Summer House released and out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result? How do you feel about the finished work?
Well, I'm really, really proud of the song. I've been so lucky to be able to collaborate with people I've wanted to work with my whole musical career. My friend Eric, who's in the band, I've known since I was an early teenager, and I've always loved his songwriting and his guitar playing. And then the other three guys in our band are in a group from Chicago called This Is Me Smiling. So I was very fortunate to have kind of like my musical dreams come true and being able to work with these four guys making an album together. And also I've been very pleased with the response. It's always difficult with changing your identity in the modern music age, and I know how particular listeners are. Like when I was a teenager and heard that bands I really liked were breaking up or that they were having a swap out of members, I almost felt a bit betrayed. So I've been really, really grateful that a lot of my fans who followed me through the Hushdown have followed me to Gold Motel and been really, really supportive and very vocal about the new project.
I see. And the EP that preceded this album, was that EP simply sort of a taste of what was to come, or was it a standalone recording?
Well, it was a taste of what's to come. The EP is five songs from Summer House, and we released them earlier to just kind of get the ball rolling. We wanted to have some material that other people knew when we were playing shows, and we just, I was kind of antsy to announce the new project. So we released five songs early, kind of got the word out, and then we released on Summer House, we included those five songs in the EP plus five new songs.
And talk about the genesis of the band. How did it begin?
Well, I started the idea of breaking away from the Hushdown in 2008. We'd been touring like crazy, and it seemed like we kind of wanted to go in different musical directions, and I knew we were planning on taking a break. So I just started thinking about, well, what do I want this new project to sound like, and who do I want to work with? And, it was really natural. Dan is our other singer and guitar player. He also records and produces and engineers everything. And I went in with him to just work on one song. Like we said, oh, we'll sit down and we'll do one song in one day and see how it goes. And we recorded Perfect in My Mind, and it went so well, and it kind of established such a good sound for this future recording that we decided, like, oh, we need to, make a whole album together.
Sonically, how do you think that this project is different from your previous band?
I think it's more focused and more streamlined. The guys I'm playing with, obviously considering Dan engineers and produces the stuff, and that we all write and arrange and play everything together, I think, like, we all get along really well musically and have kind of a mutual vision, so it was much easier to record than a lot of the Hushdown stuff where we had all these different ideas and different writers and everything. And with us, it's just been kind of like a fun outlet for everyone. Like, we all have been in other bands that were kind of not wanting to play together at that moment, so for all of us, we decided, like, well, let's just do something that's fun and creative and kind of like a no pressure project.
Talk about the name Gold Motel.
Well, the name was actually pulled out of a hat, which I know a lot of people say that, but ours is actually true. I was in New Mexico demoing, like, some pre-production demos at a studio in Santa Fe when I was spending time with my mom, and I had a friend in from New York and a few other friends in the studio, and my friend from New York said, oh, we'll just write down a bunch of, verbs and nouns and adjectives on paper, and we'll pull out your band name. And we pulled out about 20 that involved potty humor, and then finally got Gold Motel. And it was the first one where we kind of all went like, oh, that's got a nice ring to it.
Talk about how music began for you.
Pardon? How music began?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. When I was about 2 years old, my mom's a piano player, I should start with that. My mom played classical music, and so when I was really young, I would just kind of sit and watch her play and try to play the octave notes on the bass, like try to play along with whatever she was doing. And so she saw I had an interest and put me in music lessons really, really early on. I played every instrument and gave up on it. I played like violin and clarinet and cello, and I tried everything. But I stuck with piano and guitar a little bit, and recently I've started playing drums. But everybody who's in the band has been in bands since like early teenagers. We've all just kind of been playing forever.
And at what point did songwriting begin for you?
Well, I started writing songs when I was really young. Like, I could hand write music. Like, my teacher, who I was studying with when I was really, really young in preschool, had his handwriting music, so I'd write all these silly variations on, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb and those, like, child book kind of stories. But I started actually writing songs with lyrics and structure and everything when I was probably 11 or 12.
I see. And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process. How does that work for you?
Well, every song's different. Like, for example, Stealing the Moonlight, which is the song on our record, I had a verse. I had a verse progression, and I had a basic melody, and I showed it to Dan, and then we just kind of jammed it out for a while, and Dan came up with this really, really great chorus melody. And then from there, we just kept revising and revising and getting the structure down and getting the chords down and getting the melodies down, and then the lyrics came last. And I kind of wrote a draft of the lyrics, and then he looked at them and made corrections, and I looked at them and made corrections, and it was like a really joint project kind of crust. Kind of song.
Visit the band at their official website, www.goldmotel.com. From their CD Summer House, this is Gold Motel with Don't Send the Searchlights. About the other members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes this thing work.
Well, I would say Dan is the glue in the studio, and he's kind of my sounding board in terms of songs. Like, he could punch a hole through a song if it was weak. I really trust his judgment, so I'll show him all my new ideas, and he'll be able to say, you know, this has staying power, this doesn't, this is a watered-down version, or whatever. So I'd say he's, like, sounding board in the studio, works all hours of the day to make the album sound great, and is just an overall really, really great musician. Matt, our bass player, is, he is, I think, he's the part of the band, the member of the band that makes the audience dance the most, in terms of, like, what he does for the band musically. He adds a lot of feel and a lot of bounce to songs that otherwise might not have that. And then I'd say he kind of does the same thing among us as a band. He's like the constantly comic relief, always funny, kind of self-deprecating, always a pleasure to be around. Eric, who is our other guitar player, he wrote the song Safe in L.A., which is on the record, and I've been a fan of Eric's songs and his guitar playing since I was like about 12 or 13 years old, like the first time I saw him perform. And he gets pop music. He loves everything pop, everything that's well-structured. He knows all the kind of like pop production song tricks, I guess. So he's, I'd say, the pop voice. And then personality-wise, he has a little style to the band. Our friend Butch Walker, who we opened some shows for in the beginning of the year, is one of the most stylish people I know. And he's a producer and has written hits for like Pink and Avril Lavigne. And he's also a great solo artist. And when Eric walked in the room and Butch saw him for the first time, Butch went, "Who's this guy? He's making me look like a total schlub." And the fact that he could make, you know, the most well-dressed, coolest guy I know look, feel like a schlub, just is a testament to how kind of like cool and stylish he is. And then our drummer, Adam, he's the eldest of the group, and I'd say he's kind of like the big brother. Like, he's always watching out for everyone. He's very calm. He's kind of always making sure we get to places on time and that everyone's taken care of. And on stage, he just provides, like, a perfect skeleton for us to fill in. You know, like, he's the backbone of the music. He keeps us all in tune and in time, and he does a really great job of it.
And I understand you guys are touring at the moment. How's that going?
We are. Well, we've had a few setbacks on this tour. Our drummer, Adam, had a crazy, monstrous allergic reaction to something, and he doesn't know what it is, so we had to cancel yesterday and the day before because he went to the ER. He had to get like Benadryl shots and steroids and all sorts of awful stuff. But we're playing acoustic today in Cleveland and hoping that he'll be better, that he could meet us tomorrow or the following day in Michigan. But overall, whether the shows are good or bad, we're always having fun. So, like, for example, you know, at great shows we'll play. We just played in Chicago, and there were 300 people there, and everyone was supporting us and dancing and having a great time. And then we added one fill-in date in Indianapolis, which is a totally last-second show, 21 and over, which is normally not our audience. We went on at, like, 1:45 in the morning. And granted, we were only playing for a few drunk people, but we still had a great time. So I think, like, the energy and the chemistry between us is what really is the glue that keeps it all together.
With the album released, have there been any reactions that have surprised you?
Yeah, I would say there have been. I was expecting a lot more people to be upset and say, "I want the Hush sound back, I want the Hush sound back, you know, I want Bob and Greta to be together again." But the reaction I got more commonly is that, particularly with writers and people with a more mature musical ear, have said to me, "Hey, I'm really sorry I could never get into your old band, the Hush Sound, but I love Gold Motel. I loved it within the first 15 seconds." So, I pay more attention to those kind of compliments than the opposite. So, that response I've been really grateful for.
And what songs off of the album resonate for you the most, and why?
Well, I would say the song that most sums up the sound is Perfect in My Mind. Or maybe Perfect in My Mind and Safe in L.A. I think those two songs kind of encapsulate the whole project and what the whole project should sound like and feel like, which is kind of the soundtrack to drive you around in a convertible on a summer night, you know, like having fun with your friends and being able to be carefree. I feel like there's so much tension and stress and anxiety in the world right now, and sometimes people just need to sit back and listen to some good music with their friends and realize how all right life is. And then I would say one that resonates really strongly with me on an emotional level is Fireworks After Midnight, which is a song just kind of about losing touch with a friend, you know, somebody who I used to be really close with and I'm not anymore.
I see. And what would you like a listener to come away with after they've heard the album?
I would like listeners to be happy and want to share it with their friends.
Visit the band at their official website, www.goldmotel.com. From their CD Summer House, here is Gold Motel once again with Who Will I Be Tonight?
I'm more inclined to place all my dimes on somebody else's bed. So who will I be?
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Greta Saltpeter Morgan of Gold Motel. Visit the band at their official website, www.goldmotel.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.